Blog Talk Radio.
Then you say, what do you mean? Well, y'all not able to back up what you're teaching. You just said that because Alicia said it. But if you're really a student of the Bible, then you show me that. Don't tell me it's right because Alicia said it's right. Show me it's right because you're able to prove it's right. Now, I'm tired of y'all making all them statements that a day become before a night, and only defense you have is Alicia said it. Now, is that an adequate response? Sure. I don't mind telling you that at all. Because if you can't back it up, and you've been in this class 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and you can't show us a verse that clearly identifies to the world that the day starts before night, then maybe what they're saying is true. I certainly hope it's not. But you're going to have to do and show me something. Does anyone want to show us something?
They put the darkness for light. It broke the covenants of day and the night. You gave the sun and the moon and all the stars that shine. When you see them in the sky, the sign, Caesar's in the time. Another reason to divide Genesis 1 and 5. You said the evening and the morning were the first day. Not from evening up to morning or from evening up to evening. What the heathen teaches and lead out with first race. Let's read the first way. Jeremiah 31 and 35. If those ordinances is depart from the order that you made it, then also shall the seed of Jacob see forever from being the nation. Some say he dumb because he don't understand the Hebrew language. Or speak the tongue and follow ancient civilization. My lexicon is broken, but y'all define what's spoken. So he put the words in my mouth like Aharon the Moses. That's because I know the sire. You came to Yom and Lila or Echo Shek, neither. We travel with a pillar and cloud by day and by night. A pillar of fire, add not to. Least he was proved that you be found the liar. If a day begins the evening when it's quite dark, well, let me ask the question, when does the night start? Is it the same in scriptures you can't find? Day 725, they'll think to change time. The fourth beast chomps the earth for getting devoured. Now a day start, the 12 a.m. for 24 hours. But let me get the scripture through the day starts in the morning. Judges 19:25-26, of 1 Samuel 19:11, Numbers 11, verse 32, Exodus 16:23. It says tomorrow is the Sabbath, bake what you will bake today. See what you will see, because in the morning you won't see a thing. They asking what is the importance, let me reconvene. Don't think it's only blabbing, because if you don't know when the day starts, then you won't know when to keep the holy Sabbath. We follow modern men who teach you about historians. Pope George, Calendar, Gregorian. It gotta be a moral to the story. And this spiritual war we in got me swinging balls again. Cause we don't know the Father, they gon' have to bring more again. Job 17:12, check what the writer say. The light is short because the darkness, they changed the night to day. Ain't here to go to death on my mission to show the difference. Confirming the holy scriptures, the curse if I low dimension. The wicked plotting while you sleep, creating bold inventions. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, they goal extension. Wipe out our whole existence by putting holes in the ozone. So we overexposed to the solar remission. If you would only listen, you would have got the news. I was protected like an insect in the rescue cool that never has to bloom. Israel is black, Israelis, well, I guess the Jew lies like the back of June. Destroyed our culture, molded sculpture, but history will never say it right. The first ones that gave us Christ turned to day to night. I wonder would they change their life instead of hating sight and friends that I throw away my mic.
And Elohim divided. Notice everything was dark at first. And Elohim divided
the light from the
darkness. What's the first thing he defined? What's the first thing he gave a name to? What's the first thing he found that was good? Elohim saw the light that it was good. So Elohim divided.
Number 28, verse 4 and 5, sacrifices involved, which is the order that's commanded by law. Morning and evening, we're offering that given to God. Not meaning to be offensive, just bringing another witness. Exodus 10:13, in case your brain needs refocus. The east wind came all day and night, next day you're falling locust. Y'all played all darkness in Egypt while we had light and Goshen. Genesis 1:14, you use the reader for the light's appointment. Read it like the rule by
say, less of the room by night. So if the day starts to even, is that the greatest of light? Nah, that means the day is coming to conclusion. That decree is given by y'all, and not yet jumping to conclusions. Psalm 136, 7 through 9, that explains plenty. But when you ask for a script that says the day starts at night, they don't provide any. Further, can they explain what the means of decree that y'all said? Ezekiel 46, 13 through 15, I mean, if the day starts at night, exactly what will you see? A vessel I can truly agree. I'm standing for my people. Yah is righteous, never is the equal. Just for those who spoke in English or you flow in Hebrew. The Lord is given to Israel and not a stranger. Send by the words of Yah, I'm just a freaking nature. I suppose no scripture flows, an antidote to cure us of mental sickness. If it's broken, we need to fix it. Isaiah 60, 19, 20, reduce your theories of pennies. Obadiah, Azariah, spewing out Yah's fire. The covenant made was spoken 33 to Jeremiah.
Yeah. Shalom, shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel. It's a great blessing to give praises to the Most High in the little sanctuary that He has set for His people. My name is Morey Obadiah Yisrael, of the House of Israel, located at 1907 Vine Street. And it's a blessing to be able to present another message from the Most High and giving you the truth. And it's a great honor and a great blessing to be filling in for our senior Morey, Ishaya Yisrael. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. And who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. And Yahweh is the Savior of Israel and the world today. And not only that, Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our judge. And Yahweh is our King. And He alone will save us. And it's a great honor to be able to give another presentation this day, because all this week we've been speaking about Yah's judgment and the great works of Yah's judgment and how vitally they are important to our righteousness to seek after Yah's judgment, because it's Yah's judgment is how the whole foundation of the earth got established. It's through judgment how all the works of the Most High have gotten established. And it's a great blessing to know Yah's judgment and to familiarize yourself with Yah's judgment. And I just want to say shalom to all of our family that are listening via the internet and blog talk. For we know that the only reason why you're tuning in is because of your fear towards the Most High and your love towards the Most High. So when speaking about judgment, yesterday, the Most High blessed me to speak on His creation that He created on the third day, and that was the earth. And you see all the things that, all the bountiful benefits that the earth brings forth. Well, all of these things come forth. All of these blessings, all of these recordings, all of the acts that have taken place in this earth that Yah have had recorded, well, all of these things have been established by judgment. And what is judgment when you break down the bare definition? Well, judgment is our moral code. The laws are our moral code, and the way we keep them, His statutes and ordinances, are our moral code, but His judgments are our moral code. And little do our people realize that judgment is your moral code, and we have just been taught backwards. We have been taught in a way that don't bring you closer to the Most High. It takes you away from the Most High. And judgment is our morals, because morals are learned behavior. And that's what we read these testimonies and we see. We see righteousness. We see perfection. We see you can walk in all the ways of Yah and how you can cleave unto Yah through His laws and through His testimonies. It's our moral code. And just like you see that, we can see the wickedness and the perverseness that we've committed. But it's all Yah's judgment. So if we want to get to know Yah, and if we say that we know Yah, then we have to know his judgments. If you turn with me to Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. In Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, and I'm going to read at the 4th verse. And it reads, "He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment. A Elohim of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. Because all of Yah's works are judgment. So all the ways of Yah are just. All the ways of Yahweh are right." And as we spoke, and as I spoke about this week, if we want to be righteous, then we have to know Yah's judgment. Because all of Yah's works are judgment. So all the works that we do in the name of Yah, they have to be with judgment. They have to be with precise measurement. They have to be right. And the only way that they're going to be right, the only way that they're going to be just, the only way that they're going to be perfect, the only way it could be correct is if we go by every word spoken by the mouth of the Most High. We have to go by every word. That's why these laws and testimonies are so valuable unto us. Because in establishing this, we know how to execute Yah's judgment. The Most High said this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter. In Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, the Most High said this in the 19th verse. Deuteronomy 16 and 19, it reads, "That thou shalt not wrest judgment. Thou shalt not respect persons, neither take a gift. For a gift does blind the eyes of the wise and pervert the words of the righteous." See, we can't wrest judgment, meaning you can't go by solely off of what you see with your eyes or solely what we hear with our ears and start making judgments, because we don't know the whole matter. We haven't even attempted to do diligent inquisitions. We just see it, judgments. And the Most High commanded us not to rest judgment, meaning that we have to use precise and just measures to weigh out the whole matter. We have to know the whole matter. Because if we rest judgment, we could be cursing ourselves. So don't think because you don't see your brother or sister in the sanctuary that all of a sudden they're wicked. Or don't think because you see your brother and sister out in the streets one day and they may not have their fringes on that they just wicked. Maybe they slipped and forgot. Maybe they lost them. That's why we can't rest judgment. And this is why the Most High said when he raised up King David, one of the spirits that he's going to have is the spirit of counsel, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, because he's not going to rest judgment, because he's not going to go by solely off of the sight of his eyes nor the hearing of his ears. So we can't rest judgment. And we, being in the position of judgment, can't accept gifts. Because it says, for a gift, perverse the words. It said, neither take a gift, for a gift does blind the eyes of the wise. And that's the truth. Because that's what you have in this judicial system today. It's all type of gifts that are given. And they get all type of leeways and favor extended unto them. Whether they're guilty of what they're being charged of or not, they're still perverting judgment. And the reason why, because they're accepting gifts, or what our people may know today as bribes, because that's all a bribe is. It's a gift. It's a gift so you can show me some favor. You can show me some leniency. See, when we start behaving ourselves in that way, then what we do, the judgment that we issue forth it becomes an abomination because it's not balanced. It's not just, so therefore, it's not going to be right. And the problem with our people today is that we are under the impression that we know judgment because we done learned the ways from our adversaries. And we believe that because we done went to certain schools and we done went to college and we've read a bunch of books, that now we know how to go out to the world and execute judgment. So to the point to where you go out in the world, you become judgmental. That's all you do is judge. And then it gets to the point to where it starts wearing out people. Because now when true judgment is supposed to be executed, now you start leaning to the left and start leaning to the right. And you know what happens? You end up starting to condone wickedness. And that's what's going on in the lands today. They're condoning too much wickedness. And when you know Yah's judgment, we can't condone any type of wickedness, any type of evil, even if we're the ones that have committed or committing those acts. We have to condemn ourselves. So we can't have a respect of person, and we can't take gifts because Yah's judgment can't be perverted. But our judgment becomes perverted when we don't confirm the words of the Most High. And it's just some of Yah's judgment that our people don't agree with today. It's Yah's judgment that our people have a debate with today. It's Yah's judgment that our people are in disarray, and they say, well, I can't even serve the Most High because I don't go along with that. Or I do believe in a higher power, but I can't 100% agree with that. Well, the Most High didn't give any of us the commission or permission to change and add or diminish from his word. It says the laws of Yahweh are perfect, converting the soul. The testimonies of Yah are sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of Yah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of Yah are pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yah is clean, and it endures forever. And the judgments of Yah are true and righteous altogether. So all the ways of Yahweh are righteous, whether we agree with it or not. But we're going to deal with a couple of Yah's judgments because there's controversies that's going on in the world today. And we're going to see what words stand supreme. Our point of view and our opinion or our judgment, or does your judgment stand? If you turn with me to the book of Leviticus, the 18th chapter. In Leviticus, the 18th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 21st verse. And it says, thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to this false idol, neither shalt thou profane the name of Yahweh, the Elohim. I am Yah. So we don't let any of our children become a sacrifice to these false idols. And we don't raise up and do works in the name of these false idols. That's what we spoke about the other day. You have to know Yah's judgment is to know that besides Yah, there is none else. So there's no reason to try to seek after another power, to try to seek and find another Elohim to serve, because there is none else. Because Yah's judgment said that all the Elohims, all these idols, which did not create the heavens and the earth, they shall perish. So what profit is it to try to serve and seek after another idol that's going to perish anyway? So even these false idols don't escape the judgment of Yahweh. But in the 22nd verse of Leviticus 18, it reads, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. Point blank, period. It's an abomination. And it also says this in Leviticus, the 20th chapter. In Leviticus, the 20th chapter, and the 13th verse, it reads, if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, and they shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. This is Yah's judgment. Now, it doesn't matter what all throughout the world, what people are condoning and what they're promoting. All through the branches of government that's set up in Babylon, not only do they accept, but they condone this type of behavior. And they say, well, this is progressive. They say that this is evolving. This is being progressive and knowing that that's how they felt in the old days. That's how it was in the old way. But it's a new time now. Well, y'all laws don't change. They stand forever. The Most High said that the grass withereth and the flower fadeth, but the words of Yah shall stand forever. So the words of Yah will be here far after you and I are gone. Yah's word and his judgment will stand. And it doesn't matter what anybody condones. It doesn't matter what anybody approves of. It doesn't matter if it's your brother, if it's your sister, if it's your auntie, if it's your uncle, even if it's your father and your mother. We cannot tilt the scales of judgment because these people are nigh unto us. If it's an abomination for anybody walking past the street, then it's abomination if it's your kin. And it doesn't matter how many laws get passed or how many celebrations they try to celebrate. It doesn't matter how many bills get passed and how they try to make it seem and try to make you seem like you're a deviant for just speaking the truth of Yah. Yah's judgment is going to stand. And Yah said that these things that's being committed that most people approve of, they're an abomination. And they're an abomination because if you condone this type of behavior, if you condone these type of acts, then you just don't know Yah's judgment. Not at all. You can't even say you serving the Most High, because in serving the Most High, you have to execute his judgment. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 24th chapter. What are we dealing with? We're simply dealing with the judgments of Yah. Because Yah's judgments are just. Yah's judgments are right. That's why they're our morals. And we have to go by these. That's why we agreed. Our forefathers agreed. Said that all that Yahweh have said, we will do. And this covenant was made not only with our forefathers that was there, but for the generation that was coming up. So that means when I came on this earth, that means I signed up to agree that all that Yahweh said, I will do. I just didn't know Yah. And most of our people coming up, they don't know Yah. But you still up under this agreement, because this is Yah's judgment. And our people are arguing and debating over things that really shouldn't be argued or debated over. And that's really who's going to execute Yahweh's judgment. And whatever Yahweh has to say about the matter is just the truth. And whatever we feel about the matter is just incorrect. Because Yahweh's judgments are just. And Yah's judgments are right. In Deuteronomy, the 24th chapter and the 16th verse, it reads, "The fathers shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers. But every man shall be put to death for his own sin." Now, is that what Brother Obadiah came up with? Did I sit down with my fellow brothers and sisters and we came up with this? No. This was here way before I was a thought, way before my Ema was a thought, way before my Abba was a thought, way before the generations that I came from was a thought, because this is Yahweh's judgment. And the Most High said that I see fit that this is not something that's righteous. It's not just that the righteous are dying for the sins of the wicked, that the righteous have to pay for what the sinners are doing. The sinners not even talking about turning from their ways and doing that which is lawful and right. They going to still remain sinning because they say, well, hey, I don't mind. You could die for me if you want to. I'm still going to keep turning up. I'm going to still keep doing what I'm doing. And the Most I say, this thing is not right. And this is something that Yah's, this is what Yah's servant know. This is what Abraham knew. See, this is why the Most I, this is why the Most I said that we have to seek after righteousness. Look from the rock for which we are hewn and from the hole of the pit of which we are digged. look unto Abraham, your father, and Sarah, your mother, which bare you. We look unto our patriarchs because Abraham knew this. When Yahweh was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham pleaded with the Most High and said, Yah, are you going to destroy the righteous with the wicked? That's just not your way. And the Most High said, look, if I find any righteous in the land, I'll spare the whole city. You want to know why these countries are not in total desolation? You want to know why all of these cities in these different countries, these different nations, aren't totally obliterated? Well, because Yah's people are inhabited there, and we're dwelling here. And the Most High is not going to destroy the righteous with the wicked, because that's Yahweh's judgment. And it doesn't matter what type of fancy stories our people come up with. It doesn't matter what type of scenarios our people come up with. Matter of fact, there's nothing new that's under the sun. The same mentality that our people have today, our people have even back in the time of the time that they were in. Turn with me to Micah, the 6th chapter. And in Micah, the 6th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 6th verse. And it reads, wherewith shall I come before Yahweh and bow myself before the high Elohim? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings and with calves of a year old? Will Yahweh be pleased with thousands of rams or 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? See, our people have already thought of this. They say, look, I'll give up my firstborn, and they can pay for my sins. Yah, will you be pleased with this? And Yahweh gave an answer, what pleases him, right in the next verse. He has shown thee, O man, what is good. And what does Yahweh require of thee? But to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy Elohim. This is what Yah sees good. And to all of our brothers and sisters that are ensnared in Christianity, well, all you have to do is purpose this to them. Well, is it good? Now, if they say it's good, then all you have to do is show them what Yahweh said is good. Now, if what we saying is good is not on par with what the Most High said is good, then what we believing in is just not good. It's just that point blank, plain and simple. We have to seek after Yah's judgment. And the Most High said that this is what he sees as being good, to seek righteousness, to seek meekness. This is what Yahweh said. He said, no, to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy Elohim. To do justly means we have to know Yahweh's judgment. That's the only way that we're going to be just. That's the only way that we're going to be fair. That's the only way we're going to be equal. And that's the only way we can dispense out equity, is by doing Yah's judgment. Now, whether our people agree with it or whether the world agree with it or not, it doesn't change Yah's judgment. It doesn't change, because our Elohim doesn't change. If you turn with me to Deuteronomy, the 25th chapter, and this law is so great that the Most High had to let us know this is exactly what we can't have if we're trying to be just, if we're trying to be right, if we're trying to walk humbly with our Elohim. It's just ways that we have to get rid of, and it's just certain ways that we can't bring into the system of our Creator, because these things are not judgment. And in Deuteronomy, the 25th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 13th verse, and it reads, Thou shalt not have in thy bag diverse weights, a great and a small. Thou shalt not have in thy hand diverse measures, a great and a small. But thou shalt have a perfect and just weight. A perfect and just measure shalt thou have, that thy days may be lengthened in the land which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee. For all that do such things, and all that do unrighteously, are an abomination unto Yahweh thy Elohim. So if we want to seek and if we want to seek judgment, then we got to be just. We have to exercise judgment. And not only is judgment important and imperative to our righteousness, but it's also a lengthening of our days. Because surely if we work it with diverse measures, and surely if we work it with a false balance, surely we are shortening our days. Because how can we have long days and we haven't even been measuring? We don't, because if you're not measuring, then that means you're not even considering. So we have to know Yah's judgment. And we have to seek after Yah's judgment. It says this in Deuteronomy, the 23rd chapter. Turn with me there. And what are we discussing? We're discussing Yah's judgment and how imperative it is not only to our life, but to our salvation. Yahweh's judgment is connected directly to our salvation. And a lot of the reason why we have so much chaos and turmoil today in the world is because most of our people, they just not seeing eye to eye with the Most High. And we feel like we could contend with the Most High. Well, the Most High said, I'm not one that I have to be inquired of by you. I created you. You didn't create me. Yahweh exists whether we give him his praises or not, whether we acknowledge his words or not, whether we follow or cleave to the Most High or not. Yahweh going to be here. And when we're gone, Yahweh still going to exist. Because before we were here, Yahweh exists. So Yahweh's judgment is going to stand whether we confirm it or not. But if we want salvation and if we want to be saved, then we have to confirm the words of the Most High, because Yah's words are judgment. And whatever we are in agreement with, we just have to know we have to forsake our ways and our thoughts and cleave unto Yah. But in Deuteronomy, the 23rd chapter, I'm going to start reading at the first verse. And it reads, he that is wounded in the stones or have his private member cut off shall not enter into the congregation of Yah. A bastard shall not enter into the congregation of Yah. Even to his 10th generation shall he not enter into the congregation of Yah. An Ammonite or a Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of Yahweh. Even to their 10th generations shall they not enter into the congregation of Yah forever. Because they met you not with bread and with water in the way when ye came forth out of Egypt. And because they hired against thee Balaam the son of Beor, of Pethor, of Mesopotamia, to curse thee. See, this is how the Most High treasures you. This is how much the Most High treasures us. The Most High said, look, it's certain nations that can never enter into my congregation. Even to their 10th generation, even forever, they can't enter into my congregation because they didn't meet you with food and with water. And they hired someone to curse you. And I'm not going to bless them and let them come into my sanctuary and give praises unto me. And they trying to curse the apple of my eye? No. Because Yahweh is going to execute his judgment. And our people just don't know Yahweh's judgment. Our people are under the impression that we can integrate with any nation. And that we can mingle with any nation. And this is not judgment. Because do our people today know who an Ammonite or a Moabite is? No. We can't even point out from what tribe we come from. I know a lot of our people may seem like they know. They may say that they a Benjamite, a Gadite, a Yehudanite, a Reubenite, a Simeonite. They may say these things, but ask them to prove it with Yah's word, to show them their lineage. And I can assure you that most will fall by the wayside. So that's why we say, we the house of Israel. We Yah's servant. So to integrate and mingle with these nations, it just will behoove us not to integrate and mingle and marry into these nations. Because when you invite a strange nation in your midst and you start making covenants with them, all the detriment is far more serious than what society will let you know. This is how serious it is. Turn with me to 1 Kings, the 11th chapter. In 1 Kings, the 11th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the first verse. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughters of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, the Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites, of the nation concerning which Yah said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go in to them, neither shall ye come; they come unto you. For surely they will turn away your heart after their deities. Solomon clave unto these in love, and he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away. For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other deities, and his heart was not perfect with Yahweh his Elohim, as was the heart of David his father. For Solomon went after these false idols. And this is what happened. And in verse 6 it reads, and Solomon did evil in the sight of Yah, and went not fully after Yahweh as David his father. This is why Yah is commanding us not to mingle with these nations, because they turn our hearts. The main thing that Yahweh looks at. The Most High say, man judges after the appearance, but I, Yah, judge the heart. Y'all be looking at the heart. So when the Most High is saying this, he's not saying don't be with these nations because of whatever reason. He know that exactly what will happen. He'll take their heart, your heart, and have you serving these strange idols. This is why Yah said don't mingle with these nations. Don't go unto them and don't let them come unto you. Because the main thing that I gauge, the main thing that I judge, they'll turn you from. And you'll just turn into idolatry. And you'll start giving praises to a power that's just not a power. And this is an abomination in the eyes of the Most High. These things are an abomination. Now the wisest man that ever lived will never be a man that has the wisdom and understanding of King Solomon was brought down. Because why? He didn't hearken to Yahweh's judgment. And his heart was taken. And Yah said, this is not so for my servant. This is how bad it could get. This is how low it could get. Turn with me to Nehemiah, the 13th chapter. In Nehemiah, the 13th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 23rd verse. Nehemiah 13 and 23 reads, and in those days also saw I Yehudanites that had married wives of Ashdod, of Ammon, and of Moab, and their children spake half the speech of Ashdod and could not speak the Yehudanian language, but according to the language of each people. And I contended with them and cursed them and smote certain of them and plucked off their hair and made them swear by Elohim, saying, ye shall not give your daughters unto their sons, nor take their daughters unto your sons or for yourselves. Did not Solomon, which we just read about, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet amongst many nations were there no king like him, who was beloved of his Elohim. And Elohim made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, even him did outlandish women cause to sin. Shall we then hearken unto you to do all this great evil, to transgress against our Elohim and marrying strange wives? And one of the sons, Jehoiada, the son of Eliasib, the high priest, was son in the law of Sanballat, the Horonite. Therefore I chased them from them. Remember them, O my Elohim, because they have defiled the priesthood and the covenant of the priesthood and of the Levites. Thus cleanse I them from all strangers and appointed the wards of the priests and the Levites, everyone in his business. and the wood offering, times appointed, and for the first fruit, remember me, O my Elohim, for good. So these things had to be executed. These judgments had to be executed because why? Our people had intermingled with these nations so much that they lost their identity. And that's what's going on with our people today. Integrated so much that we have lost our identity. And we're serving their gods. And we're going by their instructions and by their way. And no, the only way that we are to go by is to go by Yah's way. That's why Yah gave us his laws and statutes, so that we could be leaders and follow no one. And that's what these nations do. They take our hearts. A lot of our people refuse to serve Yah today because they know what type of wives they done married or what type of husbands they done married. And it's in direct opposition to their feelings. It's in direct opposition to what their heart is telling them to do. And you know what the Most High said about the heart. Turn with me to Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. And in Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, and the 9th verse, it reads that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And then in verse 10, like we were speaking of, I, Yahweh, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. This is why the Most High say, look, I'm going to judge you, but I'm going to judge you in measure. I'm going to judge you according to your ways and according to the fruit of your doings. So you got enough obstacles that's going to be in your way. You don't need to marry these other nations and to these other nations that's going to say, well, look, I'm not an Israelite, so I can't serve your God. But if you love me, you would love me anyway for me. And next thing you know, we marrying into them. And now we not even serving Yah. We not even confirming Yah's laws, statutes, and judgments. We're not even confirming every word of Elohim being pure. Now we arguing. We're debating with the words of Yah. Well, yeah, I know what it says, but, I mean, it's 2018, so you got to, I mean, love who you want to love. Yah never said nothing about no love who you want to love. If you want a righteous husband, then seek Yah about the matter. If you want a virtuous woman, then seek Yah about the matter. If you want a beautiful daughter of Zion, and it don't get no lovelier than the daughters of Zion, then seek Yah. Because Yah is trying our hearts. And he's going to give us according to our ways and according to the fruit of our doings. So we don't have to mingle with these nations because Yah made everything to multiply after his own. No, Yah is not a racist. Yah is the creator. And Yah made everything to multiply after its own. Because that's your purpose. Because that's Yah's judgment. And things don't get mixed up. So we have to find out. We have to know Yahweh's judgment. If you turn with me to Exodus, the 20th chapter. Turn with me there. And we're speaking of Yah's judgment because Yahweh's judgment is so relevant because a lot of the controversies that's going on in the world today, a lot of things that's being taken place, a lot of acts that's being condoned wouldn't be condoned if the world was familiar and was doing and executing Yahweh's judgment. The things that's going on in the world today is because the world don't know Yahweh's judgment. So that's why these things are up for debate. That's why these things are up for discussions. That's why you got people scratching their heads, even at the things that seem the most simplest to answer, because they just simply don't know Yah's judgment. In Exodus, the 20th chapter and the 6th verse, it reads, Exodus 20, verse 13. It reads, thou shalt not murder. Now, why is that the 6th commandment? Because that's the blessing that the Most High placed on. He blessed man and beast. And the Most High made his judgment is so precise. The Most High say, I'm going to give you a law on how you govern over one another. So you don't just go out there and just kill your brother and murder your sister, murder your brother because they made you mad or they stepped on your shoe or because they said something you didn't like. So now they got to go. No, y'all said, don't murder. Don't shed innocent blood. Use judgment. If your brother or sister offended you, then do what the Most High commands you to do and debate your cause. Or if it gets too heated, do what our testimony, do what the testimony say, and just go separate ways until cooler heads can prevail. But this murder that's taking place in today in society, the only reason why it keeps getting worse and worse is because judgment for no one is confirming the judgments of Yahweh. They're condoning murder. They're letting you off of murder because you got a good lawyer or because you wear a badge or because you say, I fear for my life. And all these things have to have righteous witnesses, and they have to have righteous people making diligent inquisition about these matters. But they don't care about that, because as long as it's you and I that's being cut down in these streets, they could care less about an investigation. They could care less about making diligent inquisition. They could care less about our blood crying unto the Most High from the ground. They could just care less. Why? Because they don't know Yahweh's judgment. Nor are they trying to confirm Yahweh's judgment. Because Yahweh said, thou shalt not murder. Don't shed innocent blood. Because this thing that's being done in the earth today is an abomination unto Yah. And this is how much of an abomination and a pollution it is. Turn with me to Numbers, the 35th chapter. In Numbers, the 35th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 31st verse. And it reads, moreover, ye shall take no satisfaction for the life of a murderer, which is guilty of death, but he shall surely be put to death. And ye shall take no satisfaction for him that is fled to the city of his refuge, that he should come again to dwell in the land unto the death of the priest. So ye shall not pollute the land wherein ye are, for blood it defileth the land, and the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but the blood of him that shed it. But by the blood of him that shed it. That's the only way the land could be cleansed. There's a difference between manslaughter and murder. And there's different judgments mandating over what happens when a man when manslaughter takes place. You go to the city of refuge, and you remain in the city until the high priest passes. But if you leave the city of refuge and you spot it by a member of the family of the one that you slain, and they see you, and they blood wax hot upon you, then they place their hands upon you. That's judgment, because you didn't hearken to judgment. You didn't listen to judgment. You went outside of judgment. So therefore, your days weren't lengthened. And these type of things happen all the time. Now you can get the same amount of sentence for manslaughter as you would murder. And that's not judgment. Now they murdering our people. And they say, well, you get life imprisonment. And our people satisfied. That's not judgment. It said that the only way that the land can be cleansed is by the blood, the murderer's blood has to be shed to cleanse the land. That's the only way that you can execute true judgment. So no wonder Babylon is filled with so much filth. Because murder here is condoned. And I don't care whether you're pulling out a blade or whether you're pulling out a knife, or whether you're going to an abortion clinic, it's all murder. I don't care what they say, it's a woman's right to choose. It's Yahweh's choice. And he said, thou shalt not murder. Well, what about, what if they were raped? Well, a lot of us are a product of rape. A lot of our grandmothers and grandfathers were a product of rape. And if they had to have been here, our mothers wouldn't have been here. Our fathers wouldn't have been here. And if they had not have been here, we would have not have been here. So you're talking about generations being murdered and being taken out because of a decision that they say is your right to choose. Well, if you're going to choose, then you got to seek after Yah's judgment. And Yahweh said, don't murder. And the people think that they can get away with these acts. People think that they can get away with this evil because of this. Turn with me to Ecclesiastes, the 8th chapter. In Ecclesiastes, the 8th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 11th verse. And it reads, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. And then verse 12 reads, though a sinner do evil 100 times and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear Elohim, which fear before him. So don't think because you see murderers live for a long time that they've escaped Yahweh's judgment. Don't think because you've seen these officers that have shed our people's blood and they've gotten off in the court system, and that means they've escaped the judgment of Yah. Don't think that all this murdering that's taking place in the streets, that people, because they haven't been arrested yet, that they've escaped Yahweh's judgment. This is not the truth. And because our people don't see this being executed speedily, they think that they have gotten away with it. They think that they have gotten away with murder. But no, none of these acts have escaped the all-seeing eye of the Most High Yah or his ears. This is why Yahweh said that I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. Because surely Yahweh going to judge his people. He going to judge these nations that chose to place their hands on the apple of Yahweh's eye. Because this is Yahweh's judgment. And these nations, they don't want you to execute Yahweh's judgment. These nations, they conspire to cut you off from being a nation. So the name of Israel will no longer be in remembrance because they don't want you to know that Yahweh is your Elohim. And you can't nation build with people that are conspiring against you. It says this in the book of Jeremiah, the 12th chapter. Turn with me there. In Jeremiah, the 12th chapter, and the 9th verse, it reads, my heritage is unto me as a speckled bird. The birds round about are against her. Come ye, assemble all the beasts of the field. Come to devour. Mosai said his heritage is like a speckled bird. Now, most of our people, they'll see a speckled bird. They'll be like, oh, that's a pretty little bird, all type of colors. I don't know if it's a blue jay, a hawk. I don't know what it is. It's speckled little bird. No. Yahweh said my heritage is something that they just been mingled, mixed up. All the people want to do today is integrate, assimilate, and evaporate. Integrate so much that you lose your identity. Integrate so much that your heart is turned. Integrate so much that you start not confirming Yahweh's judgment. But the Most High is letting you know that even though you think that this is progression, Yahweh said that all these birds, they're against you. And they're only telling you that this is progression. They're only telling you that this is moving forward because really they're trying to eliminate you from off the face of this earth. Yahweh said that he will mingle the seed of the house of Israel, the nation of Israel, with the seed of man. and would deceive the beast. You know how vital that scripture is? You know what Yahweh is saying? That we not men. We not women. We Elohims. It says that in the book of Psalms 82, verse 6. Ye are Elohims. Why? Because our Father is Elohim. So when we lower ourselves and start mixing with these nations, then we just become something that's degenerate. And all these nations conspire against us. So you want to know why our people don't make progression? Why we not moving forward? Because we not executing Yahweh's judgment. We have to execute Yahweh's judgment. And we have to learn our righteousness comes from Yah. We have to know that our morals come from Yah. We have to know that our healing comes from Yah. We have to know that our truth comes from Yah. And it don't come from these other nations. All they're doing are conspiring to cut you off. It has absolutely nothing to do with righteousness. Turn with me to Psalms, the 58th division. Psalms, the 58th division. I'm going to start reading at the third verse. And it reads, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. So that means even when they come out the womb, they just come out the womb just speaking lies, crying when nothing's hurting, acting like they hungry, but they really not. Because this is how the wicked, they just made that way. It's a songstress that got a song that say, I woke up like this. Well, that's how the wicked, they woke up wicked. Their imaginations is only wickedness. And they come out speaking lies. So when you follow after these nations, raised up in the ways of speaking lies and believing in lies and spewing lies. And then you wonder why your ways and our ways are not prospering. Because we just being taught by people that's been lying. They from the womb. They was born that way. Just lying. And now they done told us lies. And now when we try to apply these lies, we scratching our head at why we not prospering. Why are we not seeing no type of justice from voting? Why is it the more we march, the more we get murdered? Why is it I done went to college just like they told me to and got this education just like they said I should, and I still can't find a decent position? Why are these things happening? Because they've lied to you. They've deceived you. But if you really want to know a plan of nation building, if you really want to know how to be prosperous in all your ways and not only be a blessing to you and your household, but to be a blessing to your people, then all you have to do is seek after Yahweh's judgment. That's all you have to do. And the people all over the world, they're scratching their heads. They're scratching their heads trying to see, well, why am I here then? I can't seem to get ahead. I can't seem to move further. It seems like every time I try to step into the light, darkness comes my way. What is happening? Why? Well, Yahweh is letting you know the reason why you're not prospering is because you don't know your purpose. You don't know what you were made for. You don't know what you were created for. And Yahweh gave us an answer on why we were created. Turn with me to Ecclesiastes, the 12th division. And in Ecclesiastes, the 12th division, I'm going to start reading at the 12th verse. And it reads, and further by these, my son, be admonished of making many books, there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. But let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments. For this is the whole man. And then verse 14 says, for Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing whether it be good or whether it be evil. So you know why we have to execute Yah's judgment is because Yahweh going to bring in every work, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And here our people, they read books nonstop. They'll go to school for as long as they have to. They'll try to learn from their peers. They'll talk to elders. They'll go to different countries. They'll go to mountaintops. They'll climb trees, all trying to search for the purpose of life. And they'll just read books continuously, and there just won't be no end because you'll always be reading because someone's going to always come with an ideology. Someone's going to always come with a different doctrine. Someone's going to always come along and say, well, now I got the answer. Well, Yahweh gave us the answer. Our whole commission, our whole purpose is to fear Elohim and keep his commandments. And in keeping his commandments and fearing Yah, we're going to execute his judgments. And we don't have to worry about this plan deviating. We don't have to worry about these plans being turned aside because we serve an Elohim that don't change. Turn with me to Isaiah, the 33rd chapter. And I only have a couple more scriptures. And in Isaiah, the 33rd chapter, and the 22nd verse, it reads, for Yahweh is our judge, Yahweh is our lawgiver, and Yahweh is our king, and he will save us. So we don't have to look unto no one to save us. And we don't have to look unto any other books to try to see what type of laws is in there. And we don't have to look for people to appoint to judge us. Because Yahweh is all these things. He's our lawgiver. He's our judge. And he's our king. And he will save us. Because Yahweh has established the earth with his judgment. So there's no need to seek after any other power. There's no need to try to search for any type of judgment. Because if it's not the judgment of Yah, it's not precise judgment. And if you do find some judgment that is in line with Yah's judgment, then all they have done is just plagiarized and taken Yah's judgment and applied it to their own. Because Yah's word is life. Everything about Yahweh is about life. Everything Yah speak is about life. It's speaking about the creation of the earth that is life. The earth is living. Yahweh's word is living. So therefore, his judgments are living. That's why they're lengthening to our days. And that's why we have to seek after Yah. Because only Yahweh is just. Only Yahweh is right. Only Yahweh's tender mercies can be, it's just without words. The Most High said this in the book of Ezekiel, the 18th chapter. In Ezekiel. Because what are we speaking on today? What have we been speaking on this evening? Is we have to know Yahweh's judgment. Because Yahweh's judgment is the lengthening of our days. And there's no need to be in disarray or in disagreement. And there's no need to say, well, you have to see it my way. Or I have to see it your way. The only way that we have to see it is the Most High's way. And in Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, I'm going to read the 19th, start at the 19th verse. And it reads, yet ye say, why does not the son bear the iniquity of the father, when the son have done that which is lawful and right, and have kept all my statutes, and have done them, he shall surely live. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he hath committed, and keep all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. All his transgressions that he hath committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him, and his righteousness that he hath done, he shall live. So this is all Yahweh saying. It doesn't matter if you're a homosexual. It doesn't matter if you believe in integrating with these nations. It don't matter if you serve another idol. All you have to do is turn from all your wickedness, and they can be pardoned at a moment. Because that's Yahweh's judgment. Because Yahweh is all about life. That's why he said in the next verse, "Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith Yahweh, and not that he should return from his ways and live?" That's how you obtain life, by cleaving to your Elohim and by confirming every word of the Most High, and by knowing that Yahweh's words are the truth, and know that Yahweh's judgment is the truth. And the only way that we can prosper in and have length of days is by going by the ways of Yah. And once you're able to see that, and once you're able to realize that, and once you're able to take this and make it a part of you, you will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit in its due season. And your leaves should not wither. And whatsoever you put your hand to do, it shall prosper. And then you will be able to give praises and glory unto your Elohim, because you know that these blessings only come from Yah. And you will say this, just like we in Malachi, final chapter, Malachi, the first chapter. And this is the last verse. This is the last chapter. Malachi, the first chapter, and the fifth verse. Malachi 1:5 reads, "And your eyes shall see, and ye shall say, Yahweh will be magnified from the borders of Israel." So Yahweh's law is to be magnified. Yahweh's statutes are to be magnified. Yahweh's laws are to be magnified. And Yahweh's judgments are to be magnified. And Yahweh will be magnified in the borders of Israel, because that's what we witnessed for. That's what we were created for. That's our commission, to confirm the words and the judgments of Yahweh, our Elohim. So until tomorrow, Yah's holy Shabbat day, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. Put shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation, I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse you. Know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.